Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids need wholesome snacks to fuel their bodies and imaginations, like the delicious soft-bake organic Clif Kid Z-Bar. With 10 grams of whole grains, it was made for active kids like mine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm on stopwatch duty for the backyard obstacle course. Grab a box of Clif Kid Z-Bar snacks for playtime anytime.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, this is Activity Quest, the podcast all about getting out and about this summer. I'm your host, George, and in this episode, Bex is paying a visit to the London Transport Museum's depot in Acton. It's opening for a very short time later this month. Sean's giving us three things that you can do elsewhere in the UK, one of which involves snow. That's right, snow in August. And Anne-Louise is chatting to Amelia. She works at Millet's Farm in Oxfordshire and is telling us all about how to enjoy your local spaces this summer. And then we're going to be following Anne-Louise back to her very own farm, where we find out how the animals have been coping with this very hot weather. Now, every week on Activity Quest, we get out and about and find out what's happening near you. So let's find out where Bex is today.
All right, so I'm super excited because I'm here at the London Transport Museum depot in Acton, that is in West London. And if you know me, I love my London transport. I love the tubes, the trains, the buses, the trams. I'm here to find out what you can do when you get down here and also what you can see as well. I'm going to have a little chat to Steph. She's the one planning it all. She's going to tell me all about it. And you know what? I think I might be able to sit on a really, really old London Underground train as well. So stick around. Now, a depot is a place that trains and buses and other types of transport live in when they're not being used. This one is owned by the London Transport Museum, and it is filled to the brim with old underground cars and loads more. In fact, that's where we started. So right now, I am sat on a really, really old underground train. It's a 1938 train. It looks beautiful. It is wooden and panelled, and it looks kind of different, but kind of similar to the underground trains we might know and love right now. And I'm sat here in the middle of the depot. It smells of a museum in a really good way. It smells proper. I love it. And I'm here with Steph, and she's going to tell me a little bit about what you can get up to if you are here for the day.
So families can join us to do some exploring and learning about transport history, learning about London when they arrive. We're giving out a depot trail that has been put together especially for this summer for families to explore. But really, it should be just a fantastic day for families to look closer and to be inquisitive and learn about history and maybe even kind of check in with their adults that they're with, if any of them are old enough to remember any of the pieces in our collection. When families have explored and they've done the trail, we also have some big blow-up tents out the back where families can sit down really nicely spaced out on tables, and we've got an activity pack where families can make a hat, a bus driver hat, wear that hat, colour it in, put it together and everything. And also we've got some old tickets that families can do some role playing with.
The trail is divided into six parts, a bit like London zones, and they're all about different forms of transport or the way that transport has changed. One zone looks at underground trains. There's a milk cart in another zone. It's that kind of thing. Plus, there was this.
So right now we are in zone 3 of our bus shed at the depot. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buses. They're all lined up chronologically. We've got our oldest bus, the Omnibus, and it's one of the oldest buses in London. Originally, it was pulled by horses rather than having an engine or motor. Next to that, we've got the B-type bus, and we've got the K-type bus. They all just get bigger and bigger as we look across at them chronologically. They've got lots of advertising on them. You can see the wheels kind of get bigger as well as technology moves on.
I guess people forget, obviously we're at the depot, and you think of London transport as just being underground and underground trains, but it's really not. There's so many more different types of machinery and technology here.
Absolutely. We do, of course, have our underground carriages. But when families come and visit us this summer, they'll be able to see so much more. We have all our buses as well. We've got trams and trolley buses. And we do have our underground carriages that there are for the underground, but really don't look like it as well. So I think there's so much more to kind of discover at our depot. Yeah. Than just the underground, which is also pretty amazing as well.
One of my favourite things was seeing a really old brown autobus called the Chocolate Express. How cool a name is that? Basically, I saw the depot when nobody else was there, and it was pretty exciting.
And if you didn't believe me about me being in the Transport Museum depot, you can hear some transport in the background.
You can. We've got a bus moving right now. A couple of our curators have come into work today to move some buses so that there's lots and lots of space for families to move around and not get too close to each other. We want to make sure everyone's spaced out. So, yeah, there's a bus moving. Not sure where it's going, but I'm sure they'll find somewhere to put it.
Because the best thing about this place is it's a bit hidden away, and no loads of our listeners might have been to the Covent Garden London Transport Museum. This place isn't open much through the year, so this is quite special, right?
It's so special, yeah. The depot is open normally. It's open 3 weekends a year. Normally that's in April, July and September. For our depot open weekends, which is very possible some families have been to, particularly in July. We normally have a depot family open weekend. It's really exciting because this depot is not a museum. It's a little bit oily and it's a little bit smelly, much more so than the museum in Covent Garden. But it is exciting and it's safe, and it's a really raw and unique way to find out about transport history.
It does feel like I've unlocked a level on my London Transport Museum card.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like coming behind the scenes. Yeah. Kind of being given a key to kind of a secret warehouse to come in and explore with your family. Absolutely.
There are so many hidden gems around here. You've got loads of trains, the carriages, even lots of signs that you can kind of spy on the walls. There is so much to see, and you've done such a good job of planning the day out as well for lots of families. So, Steph, we should say, first of all, thank you very much. And secondly, when can people come? When are the dates?
So families can join us from Wednesday the 19th until Sunday the 23rd, and then again the following week from Wednesday the 26th until Sunday the 30th of August. We've got time slots between 11 and 4 o'clock on the hour each hour that families can book onto. So we've got 10 really solid days that families can join us for.
Fab stuff. Thank you so much, Steph. Thank you for showing me around.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Bex. LTmuseum.co.uk is the place to go for a bit more information. Book your tickets now, and I expect they'll go pretty fast. And remember that we always want to hear what you think of Activity Quest. So here are some of your reviews. Holly on Apple Podcasts says, I'm loving Activity Quest. Thank you, Holly. It's so enjoyable to listen to. I like how it's got lots of different people, and the hosts change too. Obviously, Holly will be changing her mind on the changing hosts this week. Won't you, Holly? thank you. I like the first episode where Anna Louise cleans chicken poo because we've been considering getting chickens ourselves. Perhaps that's put Holly off. Last week we asked for loads of dog emojis in the comments, and oh boy, did you deliver. Smudger Smith gave us loads, as did Lily. Lily also said, I'm going camping with my best friend Frankie. Hello, Frankie. Next time, can the emoji be ferrets? Because for my birthday, I went on a wildlife trail and saw a ferret. Oh, lucky you. And I know I'm late, but my chick name would be Kentucky, as in Kentucky Fried Chicken. Bit harsh. That's a bit cruel, Lily. I do love that, though. And there isn't actually a ferret emoji anywhere, which is obviously sad. But Lily does mention her birthday. So the emoji this week is birthday cake, I guess. Let's go with that. I would like some cake in the comments, please. Now, remember that we want to hear what you're up to out and about this summer. So get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. Send us your thoughts as a video or as an audio clip. And you can upload photos too. And we might use them in future episodes. Now, though, time to find out what's on elsewhere.
If you're near Worcester, take a visit to Broadfield Farm and to one of the UK's biggest maize mazes, which is a maze made from corn. There are three mazes this year, and the theme is heroes. All of the mazes have wider paths than usual, and they've also removed things like bridges and flagpoles to minimise contact and maximise safety. So the maze is open every day until the 6th of September, and you can book tickets online at worcestermaze.com, which is spelt like Worcester. So Worcester, then maze, maze.com. Always find Worcester hard to spell. And if getting lost in a massive maze isn't adventurous enough for you, then how about jumping on a ferry and heading to an island? Yes, please. Brownsea Island is in Poole Harbour, and it's owned by the National Trust. The island's home to loads of lovely woodland and a nice lagoon, making it a haven for wildlife. Trails help you to explore the island, and there's even a new natural play area. You get to Brownsea Island by ferry, and they depart from Poole Quay. And you'll need to book that in advance with your ticket, even if you're a National Trust member. And nationaltrust.org.uk is the place to find out more about that. And if the weather this past week has been a bit much for you, then how about some skiing? Some ski centres use real fresh snow, even in August. It's brilliant. Others use artificial slopes, but all of them are, well, good fun. And if skiing isn't your thing and you don't want to take lessons, then check for a venue that does tubing, which means you can slide down the slopes in what looks like a big inflatable ring. I think I'm more of a tuber, to be quite honest. And discounts are usually available for groups, but stick to the guidelines and check before you travel wherever you go.
Skiing in August with snow. Unbelievable. I'm very jealous of the snow. I tried skiing in my back garden. Didn't work. Just fell over in a grass burn. Nasty. But of course, there are other things that you could do at home other than skiing in your back garden if you can't get out and about just yet. Why don't you try making a travel magazine from your own sofa? You could maybe cut out photos of places and make up stories. Take a picture of your grown-ups cooking and review it. My review, maybe not that nice on my mum's cooking, just saying. And you could also review your very own bedroom, just like it's a fancy hotel online. And you can write a review for your magazine, pretending that it is a beautiful room open to guests. My review would probably not do very well on TripAdvisor, not going to lie. And if you're looking for something else to do, the TV channel Pop is hosting a big summer festival, Popfest. It takes place in your living room. Tune in and be part of the feel-good summer atmosphere over in Pop with shows such as Big Top Academy and Trolls, The Beat Goes On. And you can submit your very own talent clips and compete for the chance to join the lineup on Pop's main stage and win incredible prizes. Head over to the Fun Kids website at funkidslive.com to find out how to enter the Popfest competition. Now, as we all know, Anna Louise is a keen farmhand. She's got her very own farm, which is what makes this next chat so special. She's talking to Amelia from Millet's Farm in Oxfordshire, all about how you can enjoy spaces near you this summer.
Amelia, welcome. What's on at the moment for us to come and see and do?
Hi there. Yeah, there's so much to do. Obviously a little bit less than normal, which is obviously a shame for us, but we've still got lots of things and you can still enjoy a day outside. One of the main things, which is one of our things we're famous for, is our pick your own. So we've got lots of grapefruit available for picking, which is great for teaching children as well, about coming from kind of field to fork.
Did you say grapefruit?
Great four, sorry. I wish we did grapefruit.
Right, hang on, right. Let me reframe that. Amelia, with your pick your own, what's ripe and ready to go at the moment?
So at the moment, we've got strawberries, raspberries, blackcurrants, plums and gooseberries.
Oh, what does a gooseberry taste like? I don't think I've ever had one.
They're quite an acquired taste. They're quite sharp, but a lot of people use them for kind of pudding, so you can sweeten them quite nicely. But they're super popular.
Oh, give us your tips for the best fruit picking, because I know you get a time frame, don't you, in order to race around and pick all the fruit that you can get. What's the best way to fill your basket?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously at the moment we've got the limited time sessions, just so we can get everybody through that we can and socially distance everyone and keep everyone as safe as possible. But our best tip is to head further down the tunnel, because everyone starts picking at the front, and then you go in and you think there's not that many good things to be picking. So if you head straight on down and look underneath the plants, then you'll get all the best fruit.
Oh, full of lots of treasures. Trouble is with me though, Amelia, is that I eat as I go along. Is that allowed?
Oh, you and me both. No, absolutely. We always, you know, try before you buy and everything. We don't mind that at all, and it's obviously up to you guys then to fill your punnet accordingly. So yeah, you can never go down a fresh fruit tunnel and not have a nice juicy strawberry. That's just, you just wouldn't be normal if you didn't have a try.
You've also got the fabulous animal walkway with lots of different animals to go and see in the fields. I bet you have so much fun at the farm, because although, you know, we are in these strange times, aren't we, but being out in the open, there's nothing like it in the fresh air. It's probably one of the safest places to be right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a massive bonus that we have here. And it's been lovely that we've been able to open up the animal walkway. And because it's a lovely walk down there, you can walk all down to Phoebe Woods as well and have a nice stroll around there. And we've got amazing bug hotels and owl nesting boxes and everything. And a little river, because it runs through the River Ock. So it's really lovely space outside, as well as getting to see some of our fun characters along the animal walkway as well.
Amelia, it must be so hard for you to pick, but come on, tell us, what is your favourite animal at Millett's Farm?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd have to say, I think it would be a little goat called Luna. She is a gorgeous little white goat, and she's full of personality. She was actually hand-reared, so she's a great character. So I'd have to say I love watching them. And she's a pygmy goat, so they're super playful and love having lots of fun. So I could spend hours down there watching her run around and play with the others.
They're really clever, aren't they, goats?
Oh, they are. I read quite a lot of facts on them once, and I was very surprised at how clever they are.
Do you know what, Amelia? I've always been tempted to get mini goats for my farm, but I've always been told that they eat everything in sight, which could be quite a problem.
Yeah, they are quite greedy. I won't lie on that on that front. But only what they can reach. So if you can pen them off, you'll be absolutely fine.
Are they little escape artists as well?
Oh yeah, they know when a gate's open.
Amelia, thank you. How do we come along to experience all the adventures at Millett's Farm?
So come along whenever we're open, 7 days a week. The site is free to enter, so you can come in, parking is free, and then you can visit as and when, you know, as and what you'd like. And the only thing we ask you to do is just pre-book for the pick your own if you do fancy picking any of your own fruit. But apart from that, you can do what you like.
Thank you, Anna Louise. Millett's Farm is in Oxfordshire near Abingdon, and you can find out all the information at millettsfarmcentre.com. And from Millett's Farm to Anna Louise's very own, the Mini Motley Farm, where she's got 100 rescue, rare breed, and even miniature animals like mini horses, mini sheep, mini chickens, and of course, the newly hatched chicks, which you lot know all about. And we've obviously had a scorcher of a heatwave over the last few weeks. So Ava, hello Ava, got in touch with us on the Fun Kids website to ask, how are the animals in this super hot weather? It's a great question, Ava, thank you. And Anna Louise has got loads of important jobs right now to ensure that the animals stay cool. And it all starts bright and early at 6 o'clock in the morning.
First job of the day, we have got all sorts of old blankets and sheets and fleeces. And no, this is not for cozying up and getting cuddly. Oh no, this is for shade. Our garden is a bit of a hot spot, a bit of a sun trap. And we go round with a basket of all these different materials. And they're all sort of odds and ends, things that need repairing, things that have become old and worn and we don't use anymore. They have another life, another purpose during summer. For like a summer version of Santa Claus, I heap them over my shoulder and I make my way, as I'm doing now, around to each and every enclosure and just make sure at least half of the enclosure is covered up. And something that is really important to us is not only that they have constant access to fresh, cool water, clean water, but actually, a bit like me with my iced coffee right now, we give the animals a bit of a ice cold treat. Ice. So once I've got enough ice from the bag, I line up all the water feeders, from the guinea pigs to the rabbits to the chickens of every size, the guinea fowl, and sprinkle in the ice to give them a nice long cool drink, a real treat. Because without that, it'd be very hot. Even the water would go warm and wouldn't give them much relief in this weather. All the animals have got their water topped up. In their enclosures, we've already kitted them out, all with cooling mats, the rabbits, the guinea pigs, the chickens, of every shape and size. They've been kept in the freezer. They stay cold for a long time, and we do that every evening so that they can have something to try and chill them out during the night, because I don't know about you, I've been sleeping with a fan. I've been relying on that fan to get me through those sticky night times. I hate it when you're tossing and turning and you can't sleep and it's really uncomfortable. Well, the animals are the same, so we make sure the ice cold mats are down so that they can lay against it and bring their body temperature down. So I think that's it. Now we're set for the day. I can already feel that heat starting to land on my shoulders. It's so humid, isn't it? The guinea fowl are off. They're patrolling the land.
Thank you, Anna Louise. All right, that's all from us today. I've been your host, George. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for stuff to do, why don't you try some of the things that we've mentioned in this episode? We've given you loads to do out and about in this podcast, so go on, get on with it. Tell us what you get up to at funkidslive.com/activityquest, and we might use what you send us in a future episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. Leave those emojis, and we'll see you next week.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Nature makes the things we love. That's why Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are committed to help protect, manage, or restore at least 50 million acres of land and 1 million square miles of ocean by 2030.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.